Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me is always, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. The dog was scratching the door.
Yep.
She threw off my game.
Yeah, I understand.
I nearly nailed it for once in my life.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Every time it's an excuse. The dog's scratching at the door. The dog's not scratching at the door.
That's right, exactly.
It's either one of the two excuses. but I agree, because also we're now in that position of like, okay, what we ignore the dog and she keeps scratching forever.
Yep.
Or we let the dog in for a while and derails everything.
Exactly.
For a couple of minutes until you're like, get out, dog.
No, this is actually not good.
Yeah.
This is not good
not
podcasting
good,
anymore.
Not good content. And the dog's like, I thought it'd be good for content, but it's not.
No, there's a certain point where it helps in monetization, then it dips off. We've studied this. We've looked at all the data. We've got people in. We've got some outside forces. So we know where we're at.
We genetically engineered two dogs.
Yes.
A beautiful designer beagle ear or whatever it is, and a mutt, an old mutt.
Yeah, there could be just a big rat.
The perfect combo.
That's right. Yeah. Anyways, this week, of course, we've got a bunch of stuff, Mason. Do you want me to read out the topics?
Yes.
Which Collins will put time codes below so we'll know what to jump to.
And
people choose to jump around. That's cool, man.
That's right.
That's fine.
They choose to house of paint it.
Exactly.
Jump around.
That's right. We're going to talk about the Thor Love and Thunder teaser trailer.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about the Minecraft movie.
Oh.
Fast 10 as a title. Mm-hmm. That dog's still scratching.
Dog scratching, right?
I'm going to check which dog it is.
Okay.
Because it depends on whether I let them in or not.
Listeners, also guess, before it's revealed, guess which dog it is.
Yes.
I reckon it's the...
I think it's Ollie.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought it was Zippy.
All right, we'll find out.
Okay, we'll find out.
Netflix might be in big trouble, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra Good. Miller, bad stuff.
Might be in trouble.
More bad stuff.
Yeah. Ezra Miller pulled a Netflix and Netflix pulled a Ezra Miller. They're both in trouble.
What a combination. Delays but not dismays.
Oh.
The Morbius fallout. There's been some Morbius fallout. It's affecting other movies, it turns out.
Morbius?
Yes. Thank you.
That was going to be my one bit of news, but I'm going to have to quickly come up with another one bit of news.
You might have to. And then, of course, we've got The Northman, which we're going to talk about today.
That's right.
I look forward to coming around to all of that. Let me just check if the dog's still at the door.
Okay, and tell me which dog it is. No, actually, we're going to both check because you'll lie.
I don't
you're,
lie.
You're going to lie.
It's Ollie, I told you.
Son of a... Zippy, why couldn't you have been at the door? Hey, Ollie. I'm just kidding. You're the only dog here, so you're my favourite dog currently. Hello. Big stretch.
Well. Look who knows the dogs. Me.
Yep. Correct.
Anyways, dog time's over, everybody. That's enough. Everyone back to work.
Back to work.
Okay.
Back to the bloody content mines.
So, of course, there was a Thor Love and Thunder teaser this week. We both did a video on it together, which Matt edited, if you do want to check it out.
A single video.
Channel.
We didn't individually make videos and compete.
Well, actually, we did make them separately, but then they happened to work really well together.
Well, that's perfect.
We just combined them into one. Beautiful video. So if people want to check that out.
Because my video, I have no confidence and I'm just like, this was exciting. Wasn't it, James?
Yes, it was exciting.
Put them together.
Yeah, that's right. But have you got any additional thoughts on what you've seen?
Well, here's a thought. Here's an email that came in, James.
Well, I love emails.
An email.
Mm. One bit of email.
Yeah, one bit of email. This is from Faye, who says, hey lads, with Zeus and presumably other Greek gods showing up in Love and Thunder, I've been wondering if and how they're going to address the fact that in Eternals it was established that Athena was the inspiration for the Greek goddess Athena rather than Athena herself.
Oh my god, I didn't think of that.
I feel if they do address it, they'll probably just say they're both real figures separately influenced the version that the Greeks worshipped. Realistically, I think it probably won't be mentioned.
Yeah, that's probably more likely, but yes. I mean, maybe we won't, I'd say we probably won't see her, right?
As in, Athena. We won't see Athena again. I suspect if they're not on the cast list, unless they have a big surprise.
Athena's here.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be the same.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Athena's here, and everybody will be like, wow.
Wow. Yeah. I'd completely forgotten that other thing that happened in a different movie. I'm just looking forward to all the cameos we'll see in Doctor Strange. And then no more multiversal cameos, please.
Yeah, there we go. We did cover it in the video, but I feel we should also, we got to give it a bloody good go here, I reckon.
I agree. Well, here's something.
First of all, I love the fact that Thor is, he's getting back into shape. Again, like I said, he's absolutely using the exercises in Chris Hemsworth's own fitness app, I think. That's it called? Center.
People spell centaur differently depending where.
Like a centaur.
Maybe
he'll be battling a centaur.
He'll be fighting a big centaur.
To get fit again, yeah.
Is something. I mean, that's old. You said that in the video already, Mason. I've got something new.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So apparently, I thought this was the case, but it's been confirmed in like toy leaks and whatever, that, and I think maybe official synopsis, that it's not Natalie Portman from another dimension or anything. Oh, okay. And it's regular Natalie Portman, and she is sick, so she does have cancer like in that version in the comics.
Jane Foster. Natalie Portman is fine.
Currently does not have cancer, which is great. I'm not surprised by that, but a few people mentioned that in the comments. A few people also seem upset that it's King Valkyrie.
A lot of people are upset that it's King Valkyrie, and a lot of people are upset that Jane Foster is Thor, because apparently Thor is a name and not a title.
Oh, yeah. I'm upset too now, actually.
You should be upset. I'm very upset. Where everybody's upset.
But the hammer is... whoever wields it
possesses the power of Thor, or
whatever. Yeah. And so I guess you can call yourself whatever you want.
Yeah. And Thor, and people have said, well, Thor is Thor Odinson. She can be a different Thor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all fine, guys.
It's all good. It's all fine.
It's actually not real. Yeah, so.
Exactly. It's not real. And also, there have been multiple female kings throughout history. And also, it's just a word. It's just a word someone made up.
It's a word, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's almost like they've chosen...
And I know words matter and whatever, but this one doesn't.
It's also like they've chosen that deliberately to upset certain people, and it's working.
So, gets people talking. It's great marketing.
A question that has arisen, I think, is who put the hammer back together?
I think it was Jane Foster herself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think
the big crane or
she
something?
She picked it up and it reforged.
Picked
the bits. That's magic. It was magic. Okay, right. That's what happens with magic. Sometimes it... puts a big hammer back together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I do like, and we probably talked about this.
I think it was a surly, like, New York steel worker or something like that.
Just like, why are they doing it though?
Well, he was on holiday in Norway or whatever. And he and his wife sat down, like they put the picnic blanket down.
Okay.
And they sat down and he's like, hey, what's this? You know?
And he had to do it?
Yeah.
I'm working here.
He was working there.
Did he get paid?
No.
Ah, why'd he do it then?
I don't know.
He shouldn't do anything for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a Joker thing, et cetera, and whatever. Something for free and money.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like how you can see like the energy through the cracks of the hammer or whatever. Yeah. I like all of that. You know what I mean?
Something we didn't see. We didn't see any of Gore the God Butcher.
No.
Except in Toy Leaks.
Yes. So we've seen two hammers though, haven't we? Because there's the one that was broken in the last Thor movie, and then Thor steals another hammer from another dimension.
Oh, in Endgame.
In Endgame, which presumably Steve Rogers then returns.
Returned, yes, correct.
Unless there is still two hammers in the universe. But I think the point of that trip was like, I better take this back.
Sure.
Because somebody's going to be missing this. They're going to have to do all sorts of adventures.
Or I'll stash it and win World War II really easily. I'll stash it in 1939.
And I'll hit Hitler in the head.
Hitler in the head with it.
I mean, a lot of people have talked about, like, could we see that Steve Rogers going through time and dimensions to return stuff. I would love that.
I mean, sure, if they pay Chris Evans $50 million.
Why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not our money.
They could do it as an animated what-if kind of style thing, I guess.
Oh, that's true,
it would be cheaper than going to 8 different movies or whatever they need to do.
Good point,
You know? So, God. I mean, it's interesting the ones that he had to return as well, because, like, some of them are in space on a weird planet. Like,
some of them...
he didn't go back with a spaceship.
One of them only emerges after somebody is killed, so how do you give that one back?
Maybe it's easy to give it back than it is retrieve it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you have to bring your best friend and go, this is my best friend, and they go, great, and then you give them the stone.
Oh, that's nice.
But he was on his own, so that would have been – he would have had to make a best friend.
The Red Skull.
Oh, he's given him the stone.
Yeah.
Is that the twist?
That's the twist, yeah.
Guess what, Red Skull? You're my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, if people are interested, though, we actually covered Doctor Strange the Oath for for BigSandwich.co this
that's
week.
That's right.
Didn't you, Mason?
A storyline from 2007.
Yeah.
Brian K. Vaughan doing the writing there. Very good. Enjoyable. Very smarmy and superior Doctor Strange. He's teaming up with Wong. He's teaming up with Night Nurse.
Yep.
Good back and forth. Good bit of fun.
He got shot in it as well.
He got shot.
He's been speaking to Hitler. We won't spoil it.
Oh, yeah.
That is part
Hitler
of it.
Hitler did
as well.
It.
Hitler did it. Mm. That's right. Anyway.
What else happens in that Thor trailer? We get to see the back of Zeus and his ridiculous metal lightning bolt.
Russell LaRock himself.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Russell Crowe, obviously. Mm. So that'll be exciting. Yeah. And you reckon they're going to go like big buffoon kind of jovial.
I think so, yeah.
Zeus, right?
Yeah. And again, the question, of course, is there going to be a Hercules? We didn't see one. But again, it might be the Athena thing. Like, they'll cross the bridge when they come to it. Or maybe there'll be a tavern full of, like, heroic revelry.
Yes.
But Thor doesn't have time to go in or whatever. And it's like they're all in there. They're all Hercules and Athena and all the rest, they're in there.
Doesn't Hercules in Civil War kill robot Thor?
Yes.
That's true, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he has a big mace and he's like, you're not Thor, smash.
Yeah.
Smash your face in.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a few suggestions here in the comics that one of them, Henry Cavill, should play Hercules.
Okay, that could work.
It's too small a role, though.
I thought you were going to say he's too small a man. He isn't.
Yeah, that was from Josh, but this is a great one from Alice.
That being said, though, if I may.
This is such a good comment, Mason. I can hardly wait.
The thing of it is that there aren't any small roles in Marvel anymore. Like all the core
only
Avengers.
Only bad actors.
Only bad actors. I'm saying, like, you know, the original Avengers in the movies were the leftovers, so why not take another character who very few people are. You know, he rarely gets a solo book for more than a year or so, or whatever. Just see what a good actor can do with it, and maybe people will love it just as much as they love all the other characters, but probably not because the other characters had 10 years and they're well established.
Okay, interesting.
And everybody hates everybody else.
Yep. All right. Good stuff. Now, now to get back to my amazing thing that I was going to say.
Your little quote.
I wasn't listening, but LS Film says
good because I was talking nonsense.
No, it was a good.
The only people who'll know that were the listeners.
No, I think that I thought I was listening, and that was a good point. Alice Film says Rob McElhenney would be really fun.
From Always Sunny, yeah.
And he's big now. So
where is he currently, though?
He's pretty big.
Is he still big?
Yeah, he's not as big as he was, but
He
could get bigger. And also, like, Russell Crowe's not gladiator ripped, is he,
anymore? That's
true,
he's
just like, I'm a guy.
Yeah,
I'm a guy now. I'm a regular guy.
Oh, you think they could all be regular guys?
They could be regular guys.
Yeah, right.
But again, he's kind of big, you know what I mean? So
true,
I think he'd be a great Hercules.
Is Rob McElhenney...
I think he's
tall?
Like 5'9".
Okay, right.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone in Hollywood is 5'9".
True, yeah.
Except for Liam Neeson.
And Hemsworth.
Oh, that's true. Mm. And Hemsworth. So people also mentioned Arnold as well, because he has played Hercules before.
In that ad.
But he's too, well, that, and he played Hercules in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's true also.
But was he Zeus in that ad? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's too, it would be weird if he's older than Russell Crowe. I mean, you could de-age him.
That's true.
But that would be strange.
I would love an Olympus that is just absolute nonsense. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, people's kids are older than their dads. And
yeah, absolutely.
That would be great.
Yeah. You're right. Who cares?
Mm.
Who cares?
Yeah,
good stuff.
Again, it's the people are like, oh, my God, Thor's making eyes at Peter Quill. Can you imagine it? And again, we've talked about this in Loki. In the original myth, Loki gave birth to an eight-legged horse.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not.
It's fine.
It's pretty much fine.
I want to see that. That's all I want to see.
Mm.
All right, we should move it along.
Also, there's a lot of stuff there's a lot of set design that is very obviously an homage to...
Like Clash of the Titans?
No, I was going to say Marvel artists.
Oh, okay,
we didn't really talk about it in the video beyond that, but, you know, the question then, of course, becomes...
Oh, who gets paid?
Are they getting paid
well,
for this?
There was
you know?
Particular, the artist who did the Big Dead God.
Yes.
Actually, I'm glad you brought this up. You finally have a good point.
Thank you. This is my one bit of news.
No, it's not. Well, I guess it could be if you are so inclined. But so the artist who did that picture of the big giant dead stone god, or not stone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are like, well, this is concept art, basically, what you've done. You've designed this shot and
it's
sequence.
It's like a storyboard, essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the movie version has added Korg.
Yeah.
Taika Waititi's like, I'll be in that. Yeah. I'll be in that frame. Why not? I'll be in that beautiful painting there.
Yeah. And I just, you know, and there's been like a history and a very recent history also of them not paying people properly. I know the guy who created Bucky's, like, every time he comes up. Oh, Great of the Winter Soldier, sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I invented that. And I know, and there's still, I've still seen comments where people are like, yeah, but you did it in-house and Marvel. And
well,
it's
yeah,
under-
and I,
well, I understand the legality of it. Like, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's that's still not very cool.
But I think I also wonder if it's a case of, you know, Siegel and Shuster, who created Superman, they didn't know at the time that it was going to become a billion-dollar industry.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And so you could go back and say, well, you've made a billion dollars off Superman. They're entitled to some of it. But if we are now in an era where it has been very firmly established that if you create something at Marvel, they will probably put it in a movie.
Yeah.
Is that evidence? Should that be evidence to you, the artist or the writer?
Yeah.
That if you are taking on the work, you sort of acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Like if you were to be like, okay, I'm going to do some art for Thor, and then they put it in a movie, they could very well turn around and say, look, you know that we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So if you didn't want us to do that, you shouldn't have taken on the job or whatever.
You shouldn't have done worse work.
Yeah, you should have done much worse work.
Well, I think, you know, the answer is a bunch of those people like band together and like go up against Marvel, like as a collective.
With weapons and stuff?
Yeah, weapons and sticks.
Kevin Feige, you going to get him?
Well, I don't think it's like Kevin Feige. I don't think it's Taika Waititi. It's like the money people, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always the way it is, you know? So kill them.
And that's just the way
it is. Don't kill anybody. I mean like in a video game. That's what I mean.
That still counts.
Does it?
Yeah, you can't.
I've killed so many people in video games.
No, I meant like if you say, if you go on the internet, I don't know how it works in America, but in Australia, if you're like, I'm going to kill the Prime Minister in Minecraft,
it
still counts as a threat.
Oh, really?
Because they're like, you obviously meant to kill the, you were going to kill
the. Is that what you meant now?
No, I was kidding. I meant actually in Minecraft. I'm going to purchase and install the game Minecraft and kill a Prime Minister. Only I am joking.
Wow, Mason.
I've established a pattern where I'm a big-time jokester.
I love how you do jokes.
Yeah.
And that's funny you should say that because that leads us into the Hollywood Reporter bringing us news of the Minecraft movie.
Oh.
So Jason Momoa.
God, I'm good at segues.
I know.
And good at writing segues.
That's right. He's probably going to be in it as Steve or whatever,
but
Minecraft
the
man.
The thing that stuck out for me there was it's going to be live action.
I didn't say live. Did I say live action?
No, but that's what I read.
Oh, is it?
It's going to be a live action Minecraft movie.
How's that work?
I don't know.
Are they going to square his head up?
Yeah, they're going to square. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I'm going to look it up real quick just to make sure.
Is this going
to
be a Sonic situation where like Minecraft comes into the real world and Jason Momoa has to drive him across Utah or whatever? And he's like, oh, I don't want to go to a Minecraft factory or whatever. You know, whatever a Minecraft movie is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop Crave says Jason Momoa will star in the live-action Minecraft movie.
That is
THR reports.
That is very upsetting.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Live-action movie. So, yeah. And is he going to be Minecraft Dave or whatever?
Probably, maybe, the voice of. Does he have a voice? I don't. This is not
my
area. I don't know.
I don't know.
I know it's an incredible world and there's all stuff you can do it, et cetera.
All I know is there is an incredible world and people build computers and things in it using the mechanism of the world. And I do know you can make your way to hell if you really want to.
Work
really hard.
It's like real life.
You can go to Minecraft hell. That's right.
That's great.
Exactly, yeah.
Here's something, though, that's interesting because Jared Hess is directing this and he, of course, worked on both Napoleon Dynamite and the one Jack Black's a wrestler or whatever.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah, so there you go. So I think this could be something. Like it could be weird and wacky and... I like the idea of like taking a really popular, like established property
and ruining it.
And you think it's going to be like Emoji Movie. Mm-hmm. And maybe you get like a Lego movie or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something that's better than you'd think, you know? Mm. So it's very possible that this movie, by the time it comes out, my son is playing Minecraft and I have to see it.
That's true. Dune producer Mary Parent and Roy Lee will produce.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe
that's why Momoa's getting involved there.
Makes sense to me. Mm. All right.
I am looking forward to all the people starring in it. Having to like assert their love for Minecraft and how much they've always loved it.
You know? Yeah, everybody loves Minecraft.
That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah, so that's what you're looking forward to.
That's what I'm looking forward to, yeah.
I played a little bit of Minecraft when I was a teacher because, you know, you do a bit in school or whatever. Uh-huh. It's fun. Like, I can see why a billion people like it. I get it. I understand.
How about this?
Yeah.
Warner's has been developing a project based on the game for years
with
Sean Levy and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia star Rob McElhenney.
Oh, my God.
Those who have been attached to direct.
Wow.
So not anymore, obviously. But there
He's
you go.
So good at segues, sort of.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about...
That's actually what we are going to talk about.
Yes.
It's just all bad news from here.
Oh, no.
It's all bad news until the Northman. Yeah.
Speaking of the opposite of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Wow, but also that's...
It's always sad on this podcast.
It is. Also, it's like, I think that's ironic.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Because it's like a mean show with mean
people.
It's
a mean show and Philadelphia looks like it does have bad weather.
It does, doesn't it? Let us
know. Well, the original,
tell us.
The original title was It's Always Sunny on TV, right?
I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you it was.
I'm telling you it wasn't.
Whoa.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Anyway, Netflix troubles, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a bunch of reshuffles happening at Netflix. This is off the back of the news this week that Stranger Things is coming, the new season, season four. It's going to be 9 episodes. It's $30 million an episode.
It's actually a lot of money.
When you think about it, yes, it is a lot of money.
Mostly Hairspray, but still.
So what's actually happened is they lost a huge market share this week. There was an evaluation. The
Stranger Things kids.
No, no, they're fine.
Okay, their value's still fine.
Yeah, there was an evaluation, and it basically turned out that it dropped, like, massively. Like, the shares, like, dropped, like, 54% or something like that.
And I think one of the reasons was that recently something like 200,000 subscribers have left the platform. But I think partly a lot of people are like, well, that's because bloody this and this and this. But I think one of the reasons is probably because it's in a lot of places it's post-pandemic, or like people believe it's post-pandemic and people just aren't home as
and I
much
think
and
they're also
like, well, why would I pay an increasingly large amount of money for this thing that I'm not doing
well, they did
anymore.
Jack up the price. They reckon they're going to lose another 2 million maybe this year.
2 million subscribers.
Okay. Yeah, but also they're losing. They're still ahead. They're still winning for now. But
would you say they're still hashtag winning?
Yes. Very
hashtag
good.
Tiger's blood.
All of those. I remember 2011 too. Mason.
James, every time I watch an A24 movie now, and I can't remember what the last one was, but it was whatever we watched last week.
I don't remember.
No, I can't remember either, but
I'll look it up.
But have we talked about the trailer for the movie Men?
Oh, yeah.
With Rory Kinnear.
We've talked about it,
but there's a movie on the way. It's an A24 movie.
Man.
Exactly. Every time I watch the trailer, it's about
X After Yang. Did you watch that?
I didn't watch
Everything Yang. Everywhere All at Once.
That's the one. That's
we literally talked about that last week.
So
God, they make some good stuff, don't they?
Right?
My God.
And I'm still not entirely sure what it is. but it's Jessie Buckley plays a woman who her husband dies, and then she goes to sort of convalesce in a small English town, and everybody in the town is weird, and they're all played by Rory Kinnear. And
it's a dude who had sex with a pig in Black Mirror.
That's true.
And he's also in the Bond movies.
He's also in the Bond movies. I think he'd probably prefer people remember the Bond movies.
Well, he shouldn't have done the pig thing.
I know. but I just, I've seen that trailer a bunch of times because it's delightfully creepy. And every time the title card comes up, I go, man.
He's got different teeth in every scene, doesn't he?
He does. It's
like,
true.
Hello, what are my teeth this time?
Anyway, that looks great.
It does look great. And it's Alex Garland, who, of course, wrote your favorite movie, Sunshine. And I'm coming around on it. I think it's good.
Yeah, great.
It's a good movie.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's very brave of you.
So the other thing is, so Netflix have been like, we need to pivot because they're losing Friends, the show. They lost that. They lost The Office.
They're losing Friends in real life.
That's probably true also. So all of these, it's basically.
Because every time they're like, they're talking to someone, they're like, I work for Netflix. And they're like, bring back Glow, you son of a bitch.
At least do like a movie, like a one-off movie.
Do a movie.
Yeah. But so. All the streaming services mean that they're splitting the Netflix content, which means they have to make more stuff or purchase more stuff. But the problem is a lot of the stuff they make, and not all, because I still think they make some really good stuff, is like average or bad, especially movies. TV shows I think are better, but also even the better stuff, it appears and then it disappears.
They get 1 to 2 seasons usually, and then it's gone. And I've seen plenty of tweets, and I've had conversations with people who are like, I don't want to invest my time and my emotions in these characters.
I think we've talked about that as well.
Certainly we have, where it's like, and in 2 seasons, we're very invested and there's a cliffhanger or whatever and they just cancel it. So, but nobody seems to want to commit to, okay, well, we'll just do a show that goes for 1 season.
Yeah.
Like, is the solution to adopt that kind of British TV model where people go, I have an idea for a story and it's 6 episodes and here it is.
Yeah.
And if it gets renewed, you know.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh.
So I actually saw also a video that talked about this week by Captain Midnight called Netflix Has to Change.
Captain Midnight.
Yeah, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. Yeah, cool. That or this? Both.
Because
that's his intro as well.
Yeah, I'm aware of Captain Midnight.
Anyway, he basically talks about how, and he compares Russian Doll to Succession. And how when those two things came out, Succession had lower ratings and wasn't talked about as much as Russian Doll. But Succession had a chance to build year to year and week to week, whereas Russian Doll came out, everyone loved it, and they just released season 2 of Russian
Doll.
I mean, I haven't watched it yet, and apparently it's also very good, but there's no hype for that anymore. And so I think partially it is the stuff isn't always very good. Partially is that they cancel a bunch of stuff. Partially it is that it's not week to week, so you don't build hype for a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like both models. Like, I like the week to week, and I also like the the dump it all at once. But I think that's also why they're splitting Stranger Things into two.
Yeah.
So, you know, you hype up two times. But they are, right. They're in a bit of trouble and they're going to have to pivot. And there's a few things they've been working on. One, making a subscription model where it's a lower tier, but they put on ads. So
television.
Television. Well, that's what it's all becoming.
Yeah.
It's all, for the amount that I pay for, I'm basically, because I have every subscription service.
Like I'm buying a new bloody TV every week.
Exactly. But it's like, you know, it's what you'd pay for cable, you know, essentially yeah. Now. It's just gone back to that model.
Foxtel,
the worst system.
OzStar.
But also, this is our Netflix.
Whatever the Optus one was.
Buzz.
I don't think it was
Buzz. Buzzed. You're buzzed.
Oh, I've been buzzed?
Yeah, you've been buzzed.
Oh, no.
So Netflix, actually, this is how they've responded. They've fired a bunch of people working in animation.
Yeah.
So Netflix's Director of Creative Leadership and Development for Original Animation, Phil Reinder, among many other staff members, were let go. They also cancelled a bunch of stuff that were coming up. Bone, you know, the Bone, the comic book series, mm-hmm. That was getting an animated something, and now that's not happening. And this is what his original comment was. We want to be the home of everybody's favorite show, right? But that has now become replaced by a new mantra. We want to make what our audience wants to see. And that's what Netflix co-CEO Reed Hastings has said.
Why don't they do that then?
Well, the problem is because now the benchmark, it used to be, because there used to be a whole bunch of weird animation stuff on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd get like a BoJack Horseman or whatever.
That's true.
But now, apparently the benchmark has been the Boss Baby series because that metrically right. has done well. It's right. a known brand.
Incredible.
It comes out. Kids watch it, obviously. Mm-hmm. Are they even good movies? I don't know. I've never seen them. Also, Netflix don't own Boss Baby. DreamWorks owns Boss Baby. So they really, I mean, maybe Netflix are involved in the creation of it, but that's crazy to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The other thing is with animation, apparently the marketing side of things, it's also in trouble because often they don't announce things until like a month out, which is so you don't build any hype.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, Netflix is suddenly like, oh, this thing's coming next month. And you're like, shit, I didn't even know they made that. And also the marketing only starts a month out. And sometimes like animators, they're relied upon to like, you have to push this show for us. Like it's your job.
Oh, right.
If you want to get this scene again,
yeah,
you got to.
Well, we had some friends who made Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun. I won't name them, but they made the TV series Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun, and they were basically responsible for pushing that. I didn't really see
We didn't want them on the show, this show.
They forced themselves in the door.
Yeah, and they said, we need to talk about this thing.
Mm.
So, yeah, and so I can understand it's very frustrating, but I think the answer is make good stuff, which is easier to say.
Auntie Donna.
Hey, Auntie Donna.
Lift your game, Auntie Donna. Consistently
making good things, Auntie Donna. Continue to make good stuff. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, what do you think? Netflix, good stuff, right? A lot of people are cancelling it as well.
It feels like a downward spiral here. Yeah. I mean, I still have it, but I can write it off on tax. I never have, but I could.
Wow, imagine if you did.
Imagine if I did, I'd get some amount of money back.
Yeah, what is it now? $14 Australian?
No, it's way more than that.
What is it?
It's like 20, 25?
God, I'm going to have to start. Oh, and the other thing that I was going to say, I'm going to start splitting my account. They're stopping that.
They're cracking down on password sharing. Who do you split it with?
I don't. I've got my own.
You don't like?
No, I have my own. I have all of my own.
Oh, like separate
stuff.
From your wife?
Oh, except for Disney. Yeah. So, of course, separate. I don't want to see what I'm up to.
Right.
I'm watching Love is Blind season 2, which I did watch, by the way, Mason.
She knows about that. You told her about that.
I told her on our podcast. Less successful. Yeah. It's called Suggestible. Mm. Wow.
It feels like a downward spiral that we're seeing happen in real time.
Do you think also they grew too big and like you don't get any more than that? Because it's been divided and you can only get so many people.
And also, don't they still run at a loss somehow? Like, are they still millions or billions of dollars in debt somehow?
I think I read that they make, I want to say $30 billion a month, but that doesn't, maybe it's $3 billion. They make like $3 billion a month.
Okay.
But that wouldn't cover everything that they do.
Mm.
Yeah, which is why they're getting people to market their own shows inexplicably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if the data is right and it is the Boss Baby that people want, then maybe we're on the – like maybe everybody out there who's like, oh, I loved Glow and I loved all these other shows, the niche shows that were fun and really well made and memorable and what have you, maybe they are the minority and it will just become a Boss Baby delivery platform, in which case I think a lot of – I mean, if they've
– Delivering a Boss Baby.
if they've crunched the numbers and they're like, even if everybody who doesn't want us anymore – is going to cancel, or the, you know, the number of people who remember how to cancel are going to cancel.
Yeah.
And we're still going to make our money back with Boss Baby-like stuff, like shows developed with an algorithm.
What do they care?
What do they care? Exactly. Yeah, right.
Yep. Wow. Fair enough. Wow. There you go. Anyways, do you want more bad news?
Yeah, I would love more bad news.
This is via both Variety and Hawaii News Now. I think you know where this is going. So according to the Hawaii Police Department.
New series of Hawaii Five-0.
Is that still going?
I don't know.
Then yes.
Nice. I think Magnum finished. Magnum P.I.
Magnum. Mm. Like the ice cream?
No, not the ice cream. Magnum P.I.
Like the condominium?
No, James.
Okay, cool. No. Mason.
Yes.
According to the Hawaii Police Department, Ezra Miller allegedly became irate after this is a new thing that happened.
This is a new thing after the previous thing, yes. Yeah.
After being asked to leave and threw a chair, this is at a bar at like 1 a.m., striking a 26-year-old woman on the forehead and resulting in an approximate half-inch cut. Mm. You shouldn't do that, I think.
Yeah, I also think you should. I just want to get
not
ahead
even
of
in
this.
Minecraft. Yes.
Correct. I think you shouldn't do it either. I think more so you shouldn't do it.
Okay, more so. Okay. It's pretty brave of you. What is going on here? Clearly, like, spiraling
this person
hard.
Is having a breakdown, yeah.
And you'd think that, like, this is Warner Brothers' time to step in. You know what I mean?
Sure,
they're seeing what's going on.
But on the other hand,
they've got big
Warner
movies.
Brothers aren't their dad. So.
No, I know, but I just mean in terms of making.
Presumably, they have a real dad.
But, like, make a comment. Be like, we don't condone these actions.
Yeah, they haven't done anything. You're right.
We're taking steps to et cetera. You know, we care about Ezra and we want them to get the help that they obviously need or whatever. But no, this is according to Deadline. Warner Brothers brass haven't been sweating the Miller headlines.
Oh.
They're not committed to appear in any more Fantastic Beasts movies. And The Flash doesn't come out in theaters until next summer on June 2023.
Oh, wow.
The picture is currently in the post at the time, so there are no plans to reschedule the film or move it to HBO Max. So I love this strategy of let's just kick this can down the road.
Sure, yeah.
Let's deal with this in a year's time.
Yeah, by the time The Flash movie comes out, different management at Warner Brothers.
Well, it could also be The Flash comes out and Ezra Miller's fine again. And, like, I was troubled and whatever. Maybe, I think that's probably what they're hoping for. You do an apology tour and whatever,
sure,
you know? But what if it doesn't happen, you know?
Great point.
Just say something. I don't know. I would say something,
sure.
You know?
But then maybe they're like,
if you threw a chair at a woman, I would say something. I would feel obligated.
Wow, what a betrayal.
I'd say.
Support, right?
Yeah.
You'd say, I just want to say, congratulations to Mason on his professional wrestling debut, because that's what it'd be.
Yeah, it would be a big wrestling joke.
Yeah.
Very good. So I don't know. We'll just see how this plays out, I guess.
Congratulations for Mason finally learning the spinning pile driver.
Is that a real move? Or is that like, sounds like a video game
move? I think it's a
move.
Street Fighter. I think Zangief
and Street
Fighter.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Or Hagar from Final Fight.
Hagar, the horrible.
They're not. No, James.
Yes, go on.
Final Fight and Street Fighter are set in the same universe.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
But my understanding is that they're different games.
That is very true. You are correct, yes.
Wow, it's good to get something right for once.
Right?
Delays but not dismays, Mason. Remember, it's bad news.
It is still bad news.
So you can dismay a little bit. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse has been moved from October of this year to June of 2023.
That's next year.
Presumably to compete with The Flash. Yeah, which is also coming out around that time.
We want a clean sweep. We want to absolutely destroy the competition in an embarrassing way.
I think this is good because that's a summer release if you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
Now that's a summer release.
Yep, they get more time to do all the animation and stuff.
Mm.
So that's fine. And you know what? Sony make a lot of things, don't they?
That's right.
They do an Uncharted. They do a Michael Morbius. Hello, how do you do?
They do a mobile phone.
Yeah, they do. A Sony Ericsson. They do a Sony Vaio.
They do a TV VCR combination.
Do they still do that?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you get me
for
one?
For people that work at gas stations and stuff, they're going to have that TV VCR combo,
Terrific stuff.
Yeah. Hey, what's the game here?
What's on? Who's playing?
Ah, stop robbing me. Don't rob me.
Stop robbing me.
That was a real play. Did you like that?
It was good, yeah. You painted a picture. I saw all of it in my mind. But speaking of Sony, there's Morbius fallout. You're not going to believe this. Mm-hmm. So
now we're in the season of Phobius?
Apparently, yeah. It's bad news all around, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is actually in relation to other studios, but two Dracula movies. Well, there's a few Dracula movies in the works.
Yeah,
there's
the
Nicholas Holt one that's happening with Nick Cage as well.
Mm-hmm.
But two other Dracula movies have been cancelled this week gone.
Now, this is specifically Well, one is a Dracula movie and one is a movie about a Dracula called Nosferatu.
Correct. So basically, Blumhouse are doing a Mina Harker movie directed by Karen Kusama.
Mm.
This was going to start filming in 3 weeks. It was set in the modern day and it was a Mina Harker / Dracula origin story. Now, Mina Harker is in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the movie. Is that correct?
Yes. No, it is Mina Harker, yes.
She's a Dracula lady.
She is, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a Bram Stoker person and whatever, and yes, has ties to Dracula for various reasons. I can't remember the specifics of that character. Do you remember? I just remember the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen version, but that's not the
Is
version.
She not Jonathan Harker's wife?
Yeah, that's, yes.
Okay, great.
So that's probably, I mean, what else, though?
Okay, yeah,
but she has other things going on.
Hi, I'm Mina Harker. I'm unrelated to that guy.
What do you mean?
We just have the same name. It's just a coincidence.
Are you friends?
I mean, we could be friends.
But you're not.
Not currently, no. No.
And the other one you mentioned, and we're going to talk about his movie today, Robert Eggers is working on a Nosferatu movie.
Yeah, he's been working on it for years. Like, so, that was his all the stuff he's put out has basically been like, I really want to do Nosferatu, but I don't know if they're going to let me do Nosferatu, so I'll do some stuff in the meantime.
Yeah.
And he's just done three.
So he said it's not happening at the moment.
Yeah, he was on Mark Maron's WTF podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So Anya Taylor-Joy was going to be in it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And Willem Dafoe was going to be Nosferatu, who's already played Nosferatu in a movie.
Did
I'm
he?
Pretty confident.
Okay.
There's a movie, I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
Where I think it's Willem Dafoe plays Nosferatu, and he's a real Dracula.
Oh,
but it's about the Nosferatu, that movie that they
I do
made.
Remember that
Dracula movie
from
like the 30s or whatever the heck. Whatever the Swiss.
But yeah, he was like, no, we're not currently making that.
No. So that's good, I guess, isn't it?
So what we're, it could be a coincidence, but it could also be.
No, it's not. It's people going.
That the once bulletproof concept of like, what if we put some Draculas in this?
Yeah.
And it'll make big bucks.
Shadow of the Vampire, it was
Shadow
called.
Shadow of the Vampire,
there 2001.
We go.
I should watch
how
that.
How far we've fallen since the Twilight Saga.
My God, it was vampires every day.
Just a license to print money, and then all of a sudden one absolutely atrocious one comes out. And all of a sudden people don't want to make the Dracula movies anymore.
It was at first, now it's Morbius. It used to be Dracula 2000. That was the Dracula killing movie,
that's
wasn't
true,
it?
That's true, yeah. Well, there's one in a generation, isn't there?
It's true.
It's like a vampire slayer.
Great stuff.
Mm. Hey, James, here's one bit of news.
What's the news?
Did you see this?
What?
This, they released some The Batman concept art.
Oh, yes, I've seen a bit
Did
of this.
Did you see that?
The bit where art it by, just looks like Colin Farrell?
Yeah, art by Adam Brockbank. He's looking good. It's like, that is a classic, like, tuxedo black tie, like the Penguin look. But yeah, all the artwork. And there's some that are very much like, that's a Scarface kind of look.
Oh, totally.
Like they've attempted
a
bunch of different looks.
They've done the Big Widow's Peak.
Yeah, these are all on Twitter if people want to check them out. But I just think that's interesting. And the thing that I didn't know, which you potentially already did know, is that apparently Matt Reeves wanted the Penguin originally to look like he looks in the Telltale Batman video games.
Oh, okay.
When he's a cooler looking guy.
Yeah, yeah. Let me have a look at that. I didn't know that.
But then the makeup artist on the movie was like, okay, we do have Colin Farrell, and that's great.
Oh, yeah, he does.
But also, how about I've done this mock-up where he looks hideous.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know they shaved his head.
Yeah,
they,
I know.
Like, shaved
they
shaved
the top
of his head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Just to walk around like that for months.
Right?
Are they doing that for the HBO show?
Great question, don't
he doesn't
know.
Look like him at all.
It's a madness, James.
And also what is really convincing about it is that the prosthetics are so good.
Yeah.
That you're not like, that's a dude who's just got a bunch of shit taped to his face.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it, potentially maybe the makeup and prosthetics people were like, oh, we thought we were going to get a Penguin-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we do it properly, maybe they saw, I wonder if they saw it as a challenge. Like, if we do this properly, he will have a functioning Penguin-looking face despite the fact that he looks like Colin Farrell underneath.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the telltale Penguin has like a soul patch situation going on.
I just, you wouldn't, if you show me that, I wouldn't even guess.
But he is
that
a little Colin Farrell-esque. He does have the widow's peak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's good stuff, mates. And that's good one bit of news. Did you see, they showed how he put the prosthetics on. There was like imagery of that, the whole thing, like the whole process. Yeah, I mean, there was that, and there was like, I saw them, there's like the few, maybe you did.
Yeah,
so
right.
It sounds like you have seen
that
it.
That being said though, like, Colin Farrell with like the bald on top, hair on the sides. Like, he is a man who can absolutely pull it off.
He looks great bald.
He would look better with the shaved sides as well. But
He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Surprise, Mason, it's an ad.
Ah!
And you know what else?
What's that?
I'm all about convenience, and do you know who else is all about convenience?
Me?
HelloFreshers.
Oh, HelloFresh.
Well, these actually things could combine. If you're about convenience and HelloFresh are about convenience, that's really exciting, because not only do the ingredients come pre-proportioned so you're not overbuying or wasting food, but it's easier than ever to get filling meals on the table. I thought it said filing because I had to look closer, but that doesn't make sense.
No.
Filling meals on the table in a snap. With options like Family Fresh or Quick and Easy Recipes.
Love a Quick and Easy Recipe.
Exactly. HelloFresh chefs, they really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like salmon, limon, and pasta primavera.
Ooh,
what do you think of those?
I love the sound of those, let me tell you.
Exactly. Now, you might be like, what, do they only have two meals? No, you idiot.
I would never think that.
No, Mason, there's more. Okay, how many do you think they have?
Three meals.
No, Mason, you idiot. Pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. And that's just for each week.
Dude, Jiminy Christmas.
Exactly. And skip weeks when you need to change your delivery date or update your preference, all in the HelloFresh app. For example, Mason, you might be like, what's a meal that you've eaten, James, that you can tell me about?
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Barbecue, beef, brisket, burger, and cheddar, crisps, and apple, slaw, and fries.
My goodness.
Exactly.
It sounds like something you get at a fancy restaurant.
It would be.
But it's at your bloody hovel of a home.
Exactly. It's in my dump where I live, Mason.
That's right.
That's not true. I love my house. I think it's a wonderful place.
Why don't you marry a house you love it so much?
Maybe I will marry it, Mason, anyways. But that's great. But I've got something even better to tell you, right?
There couldn't be anything better than a big-time brisket burger.
Really?
Yeah.
This could include that, because if you go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet16 and use code WeeklyPlanet16, you can get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
That's probably, it could be 16 brisket burgers, I tell you that much.
That's right.
Oh.
Go to HelloFresh.com. Oh. Go to HelloFresh.com/WeeklyPlanet16 and use code WeeklyPlanet16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It also says they encourage us to say the tagline, America's number one meal kit. I'll say it. I'm happy to say it.
All right, do it now.
America's number one meal kit.
Nice.
It's nice that they don't make you say it. It's like, you can say this, but I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think if they told you you had to, you'd be
I wouldn't do it.
That's right.
No, I think that means that it's true. Do you know what I mean? Because they're like, do look into it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Smart. All right. On with the show?
Yeah, on with the show.
Great. I'd love to continue the show, Mason. And we will. But we have an ad to talk about as
love
well.
Love it.
Do you like ads?
I like to think the ads are the primary part of the show, quite frankly.
I agree. So,
whoever you're going to say, I love them.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something about. Let me give you the lead up, and then you can kind of you got to guess what it is.
Okay.
So, have you ever
ExpressVPN?
No. Yes. You got it. Nice. How'd you know? I don't know.
I get a sense about these things.
Okay,
you have a certain enthusiasm that suggested ExpressVPN.
Okay, well, here we go. How about this? Have you ever browsed in incognito mode?
Yes.
Was probably not as incognito mode as you think, Mason.
Gasp.
And why would it be? Because chances are the browser you're using has made its fortune by tracking your movements online.
Those dastardly...
What's that expression if you don't know
if you don't know what the product is, you're the product.
It's you idiot.
You idiot product.
Yeah. And what do these big tech companies say when they're called out for collecting user data?
Did I do that?
They say incognito mode doesn't mean invisible.
Are you sure they don't say, did I do that?
They also say, did I do that, yes.
In a Steve Urkel voice.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online?
I don't know.
Well, actually, you use ExpressVPN, like I do. It turns out that even in incognito mode, as mentioned, your online activity still gets tracked and data brokers still get to buy and sell your data. I said two different ways of how to say data and data then. One of the data points is your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked.
Nice.
Like the movie The Masked.
Like when Steve Urkel became Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, that's right. Cool and smooth.
Yeah, no one knew who it was.
Yeah, that's right. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data.
Oh.
Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart television. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. And guess what?
What's that?
So if you really want to go incognito mode and protect your privacy, secure yourself with a number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet and get 3 extra months for free.
That's incredible.
That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. Go to expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more about
ExpressVPN.
Correct.
And you should bloody protect yourself and your family.
That's right.
Family matters.
What?
Reginald Vell Johnson.
This ad is...
He's in Die Hard.
I don't, what?
He's also in Die Hard.
What are you saying?
Doesn't matter.
Does he have ExpressVPN?
Probably. I hope
I
so.
I knew it.
Yeah, let's ask him.
Mason.
Yes.
There's been a big movie this week, sort
big
of.
Big movie?
Well, big-ish. There's been a few good movies.
Are you talking about a Marvel movie?
No, Mason. I wish I was talking. We're talking about a Marvel movie in a couple of weeks, Mason, when we talk about Multiverse of Madness. The Northman.
The Northman, that's great.
Yeah, so basically, this opened behind the bad guys.
Yes.
The animated movie, where it's like a heist, but they're animals or whatever. Apparently it's an Australian kids book series, and now it's got a big movie, and it's doing really well.
Good for them.
The Northman, though, has opened at $12.5 million in the US.
Select cinemas, including Northland.
That's right.
Including Northland,
that's right. But the problem is...
Go see the Northman at Northland.
Northland.
Become a king and eat a donut king. Get a donut. The donut king. That's what I do.
That's what you should do.
God, I haven't had a donut king donut in a while. It's not important. But
I had a hot
important.
Jam donut today, a fresh one. Very good.
That's the stuff.
I agree.
But you know when you go to the Donut King, James,
yeah.
They come out on a little conveyor belt because they've just
squirted
them out and then they heat them up in the oil and then they come out on a little conveyor.
They're fine.
They're the best, James.
You like Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, I bought some today, actually.
Yeah, you do.
They're good. You put those in the microwave too.
No.
You should.
I don't want to buy any donuts, Mason.
Well, too bad. I brought you a box. They're right here.
You have to
eat them all. You're going to do a mukbang right
I'll
here.
I'll die.
That's the point.
My heart will stop.
Yes.
Come on.
But then we'll light it back up again and you'll be like, I love Krispy Kreme.
That's right.
Northman. We get the big sponsorship. All right, continue.
They reckon it's going to make $12.5 million in its opening weekend in the US. It has a $90 million budget. Now, the budget blew out a little bit due to COVID precautions and multiple delays because, you know, that's what happened over the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, on top of with the bad guys and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and the Northman, Fantastic Beasts is just dropped away.
Oh, it's disappeared, okay, yeah, right.
Not completely, but it's not doing well.
Mm.
Because I know Warner Brothers this week were like, maybe we'll do some more Fantastic Beasts. Let's see how this one. No. So they're probably thinking that at the moment. Mm. Good thing they sort of wrapped up that trilogy of films.
Yeah,
it was
supposed
to be five
I knew it.
Movies. So this is Robert Eggers.
Mm.
People might know from The Vvitch.
Yep.
And The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse.
Now, The Vvitch, I actually went to watch it last night. It was on Amazon Prime. And
Go
I was
on.
Like, I'm going to watch it. I've never seen it. I've seen The Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it on, and then it played for 10 minutes, and then it just went, I'm not doing this.
Okay.
And it just didn't want to play anymore for some reason.
Did you have to pay it for it? Or
no, it was like it was on there and I'm like, I'm not paying for this. There's a free version of it right here.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen The Vvitch, but I have seen The Lighthouse and I have, of course, seen The Northman. Mm. What do you think the story was?
The story of The Northman.
Northman.
Have you seen Hamlet?
Yes.
It's the same.
No. Slightly different.
But here's the thing.
It's not on a stage for one.
No, that's
one
true.
Example.
But here's the thing about this movie, and I didn't know it until we watched it. I watched this movie and I'm like, big Hamlet vibes this on this.
This sounds and looks like something.
So the main character's name is Amneth.
Yes.
And when I went to Alexander Skarsgård's Wikipedia page.
House.
When I went to his house, I said, what roles have you played, Alexander Skarsgård? And he said, well, Amneth in the Northman.
Mm.
And it had a link and I'm like, that can't be right. And I clicked it, and it turns out it's like an old Norse. It's an Icelandic saga
fable.
Character fable
yeah.
upon which Hamlet was based.
It's probably fictional.
Yes,
but yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I also didn't know that going into this.
We're laughing and we're learning.
We certainly are.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha. So yeah, I guess if you didn't know, like you didn't know who directed this, and you saw the trailers, you'd be like, "This is Viking Braveheart."
Yeah, right. It's Viking.
No.
Here's the thing, it's a revenge flick.
Yep.
It's a tale as old as time.
Yes.
Amneth is a little a bowl-haired boy.
Yep.
He's part of a Viking family. His
yep.
father is the king, his mother is the queen.
Yep.
Funnily enough.
Yeah.
And his father has a brother.
Yep.
Uncle
Dracula.
Fjord dude.
No, his name's Uncle he played Dracula with the iPad. It's that
oh,
guy.
Yeah, Uncle Dracula. Anyway,
his name's Clace Bang.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway,
not pronounced like that.
Uncle Bang is there, and he betrays everybody, and he kills the king. And then Amneth is like, "I'm a little boy. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna leave, but I swear my revenge. I'll come back.
I'm a boy."
And then he leaves by the boat, and then he comes back.
Yeah.
He's become a big time Viking warrior.
Yeah.
A big Russian warrior.
Mm. So he comes in and he's like, "I'm going to revenge so hard on everybody. Maybe revenge isn't the answer to all of your problems. You know what I mean?" And because it's like, if you know anything about the director behind this, because as someone who's seen 10 minutes of The Vvitch and The Lighthouse,
yes.
you know, this isn't going to be a fun time for anybody,
really,
is it?
That's
true, no. You know what I mean?
No, it's...
And it's very strange. I heard somebody, as it finished and the lights go up, someone went, that was weird. It was pretty
interesting.
Weird. I mean, it's pretty weird.
Two people left in my screening.
Did they really?
Midway through.
Nobody
and
left
like,
in mine, yeah.
Not like during a moment of brutal violence or anything. They
just
were
like,
just,
ah, not
it was
for
just
me.
There were conversation was happening or something was happening on screen. They're like, well, not for us.
Okay.
We're going to go. But
what
age? I love this. 50s or 60s?
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want Braveheart. They want the speech about... taking lives and freedom.
Well, it's interesting. And like you said, I think if you... because there's been a lot of Viking-related content
Vikings.
Recently. Vikings, certainly. Some other stuff. That time travel Viking thing.
What?
The one, the lady goes back in time, she falls in love with a Viking or something.
Oh, fucking...
Outlander.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
I think that's a Viking show.
It's something like that.
Okay.
I don't think it's...
but
is it Viking?
This does not... this, I think, doesn't play out.
No. I mean, I guess it's closer to Vikings... like the show in terms of tone and like, is this magic? Is everyone just tripping out hard all the time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's a bit of that in it. So I guess, yeah, if between Braveheart and Vikings, it's more Vikings.
Yeah.
But again, it's not like particularly historically accurate. You know what I mean? It's pretty small scale as well.
Yeah.
You know
You're saying
I mean?
It isn't historically accurate. I think it is.
Well, no, because it's
oh,
like
in terms
a
of
fictional
it's a
man.
Fictional, right, but I, in terms, I think in terms of like geography and in terms of,
oh, yeah, sure.
you know, how people lived at the time, I think it is very, like I think
yeah.
Eggers seems to take great pains to make sure
I'd
that sort of stuff
completely agree
is
with
accurate.
That. Yeah. And because what I also liked it as well. Yeah. I also thought it was terrific. But what I thought was interesting about this as well, this world is just horrible. Horrible people. Everyone's horrible. Nobody likes anybody.
Yes, uh-huh.
Everyone's out for themselves. Everyone's covered in mud and blood and dirt and just like betraying each other or making each other slaves and then worry that they're going to become a slave.
But also, it's very much the era in which they lived. Like it's just everybody. Like it's interesting because it's very easy to make value judgments. And be like, well, if I lived in Viking times, I wouldn't take any slaves. But it's kind of like. Everybody is just scrabbling to survive because there's no...
Well, I wouldn't take any slaves.
Well, I also wouldn't. I wouldn't take any slaves, but I wouldn't even harder than you. So I'd simply survive on my wits and my ability to grab a salmon out of the river. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's except for these little pockets of civilization, which aren't really civilization,
it is
a wasteland. It's just, it's so much, you know, frozen wasteland or just desert or lava.
And it's like,
or,
and it's like what can you get? You know, what can I get for me? What's going to get me to the next day? You know?
Yeah. And, well, to be clear, just before, we're not going to spoil it for a little bit, but just to be clear, it's not entirely Hamlet.
There are other elements to it.
If you were like, oh, it's Hamlet, I've seen Hamlet, I'm not interested. Yeah. It plays out completely differently. It's just the premise.
Yeah, there's a volcano in it. There's no volcanoes in Hamlet.
That's true, yeah.
That gets real Revenge of the Sith.
That's right. All the volcanoes are in The Merchant of Venice. He sells lava, The Merchant of Venice.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie. That's great, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
I think I really like the element of Bill Skarsgård. Mm. No, not Bill Skarsgård. Sorry.
Alexander Skarsgård.
We'll talk about Bill Skarsgård because we're supposed to be in this. He's bent on revenge and he's sworn to loyalty to like revenge his father and save his mother.
Yeah.
And take back what was the kingdom that was taken from him. But also like you can see he's just completely blinded. Well, he's like misguided and blinded and it's kind of like, and he's not good. So even though like you're kind of like, yeah, I guess it's good though. I hope this guy gets his revenge. But also you're like, he's not really worse than any, like he's not better than anybody else.
No,
in this
and he's
movie.
Sort of, there is, so there is a gap. There's a many years gap where you become, you don't
starts
see
starts in 895 or something like
985,
that.
985, yes.
985.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
I'll bet my bottom dollar, Mason. Okay. I'll look it up, but keep going.
Okay. So, but then there is a, when he leaves and then there's a many years later gap where he returns and he's become part of a sort of a tribe of Russian kind of wolfman warriors.
Yeah.
Like they've taken on the aspects of like,
895 AD.
Wow.
Sorry, go on.
Wow.
I feel vindicated.
Bloody 1,000 years ago. Who cares, mate?
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Get a phone. Get a photo ready.
Yeah, they should get a bloody phone. Bloody call a bloody someone who cares, am I right? Bloody get a clue.
Anyway, sorry, go
so on. It's a bloody 890 and late, you know what I mean?
That's very good, yeah.
And late. But yeah, but and they are obviously, they're just, they are like the very epitome of like of kind of warriors you see in that era. They're completely ruthless. They just go and destroy, you know,
your
villages.
Value is in a group is what you can take for the group, you know?
And they just go and they take over villages and they destroy everything. And there is a moment quite early on, like we see them sort of sack and destroy this village.
Boy, do they.
And you see like another like mop-headed little boy run away.
Yeah.
And he like, he looks at him and he's like, oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's what happened to me in a lot of ways. And like, and I'm here and I don't know if I... Should I be doing this? Like, there's an aspect of that. But I also think it would have been a really, really funny move if we just then followed the movie from the perspective of that little boy and he got in a little boat and he paddled away and then he came back a few years later.
To get into that scene as well, with like them sacking that village and they kill like a bunch of kids and whatever and he just watches.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point where it's like, yeah, he's not the only point, but like he's not good. He's not good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But what could he be?
Exactly. Like, what's he going to do in that scenario?
If he turned around, they would. All the warriors would eventually bring him down because he's not. He is not. This is potentially not. This is not like Viking stuff through the lens of like Hollywood. There's not like epic Braveheart battles where you know
you do a big speech or
anything like that. It's like brutal and in the ground, and like there is an element that you see in the trailer where he catches a spear that's thrown at him from a parapet and he catches it and he immediately like hurls it back and kills the guy, and that's probably like the most kind of epic thing that Hollywood-esque kind of thing.
Because a lot of the battles are kind of not slow in the bad way but they feel like they're not choreographed like heavily, and they're probably choreographed that way.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? They feel sloppy and it's just, and most of the time it's like, who can brute force this?
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the bigger person or the angrier
person. And
he's
the biggest person. He's come back with the power for this revenge, but.
Absolutely. He got bigger than he did in the movie Tarzan.
Yes.
Remember the movie Tarzan?
He got bigger than in the TV series True Blood, where he played the character Eric Northman.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got bigger than his character in Zoolander, who exploded at a gas station.
That's right. He got bigger than Stellan Skarsgård.
He probably did.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about the cast, though, I'm trying not to spoil this, but basically he has to, so he's going to find his uncle who killed his father, and his uncle started up.
Not like, where he left him.
No, that's right. Started up a different family.
Yes,
he's tried to start fresh, and he's got an eldest son who's like probably 8 years younger than he is, or however old he was supposed to, you know, whatever happened, the age when he left, when he, whatever, it's, whatever.
You're doing a very good job not spoiling this movie.
Thank you, Mason.
By not saying any correct sentences. And I'm going to follow in your footsteps.
But he was supposed to be played by Bill Skarsgård. And I think that would have been interesting.
As Pennywise.
As he was Pennywise, because they're brothers in real life, obviously. But also because they're technically would be half brothers.
Yeah, right.
Because Nicole Kidman is like mother to them both. But I like that element of him. He goes to another village and there is this whole other life that they've built where he's just going to try and disrupt. And like, again, they're not worse than him. They're just, they're all trying to survive, but he can't like get past the fact that like, no, I need to take what's mine because I swore an oath to another bad person.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's interesting because I was listening to his episode of WTF with Mark Maron.
Did he talk about how many food he ate to get in shape?
Oh, no, this is Eggers. This is Robert Eggers.
Did he talk about how many food he ate?
Yeah, just regular food, I think. Okay, just regular on-set catering. But they were talking about, you know, the various, his other various works and like what they're about. And Eggers said, well, it turned out The Lighthouse was about toxic masculinity. Like it kind of like, because that movie, if you've seen it, there's a lot of sort of vaguely connected vignettes of two, an insane man and a man who is becoming insane.
Yeah.
And you can sort of come away with your own interpretation. And I think a lot of people came away with the interpretation of like two men unchecked who have been raised a certain way.
Yeah.
This is what they turn into. And I think it's kind of a similar vibe to this because this is a kid who's grown up in this society where it's like you need to be strong and violent and you have to, you know, the society is like you've got to respect your elders and if they say to do this, then you have to do this.
Yeah.
And like, you can, there's a moment. Ethan Hawke is his father.
Yes.
Plays the king, and Ethan Hawke's like, I don't want to be some greybeard. I don't want to be like a man.
Die in battle.
Exactly. I want to die in battle. I don't want to be one of these useless greybeards who was a coward and I lived so long because I was a coward.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. So like, it's that society of like you.
You go out hot and on top.
You go out hot and on. You absolutely die hot and on top. And he's left that society and he's gone into another society
it's
where
it's mostly the same.
Yeah,
you know,
where it's,
you know,
similar but even worse. And it's just like this mindset has been piled onto him. And it's like it's easy to look back as people in the 21st century and go, well, this is a bit toxic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should probably touch some grass.
Yeah.
He's doing nothing but touching grass.
That's all he does.
It wouldn't have helped him.
No.
But it's just like, and then he's come
back. Maybe he needs some screen time.
Maybe he needs a little bit of iPad time, But yeah, like he's turned into this ravenous wolf of a character who just wants this revenge. And
why?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, because he kind of loses sight of like what, why is he even doing this?
Man, you're losing your objectivity here.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Anyway, just to quickly round out the cast, Anya Taylor-Joy, of course, she's back. She was in The Witch, and she was going to be in Nosferatu, which we talked about. Willem Dafoe's
and she's
like
The Lighthouse.
And she's The Lighthouse. Willem Dafoe's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman, obviously, Ethan Hawke, Dracula with an iPad. Bjork is in this as a ethereal witch kind of
it's
lady.
It's pronounced Bjork.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No, it's pronounced Bjork.
What did I say?
You said Bjork.
It's Bjork. Bjork. Mm. Yeah. Thank
Jorts.
You.
Anyway, Jorts. Anyway, Jorts is in this.
But look, and just before we get into spoilers, it's a great looking movie. It's beautifully
shot. It's got
shot.
Great. It's beautifully shot. It's got.
What's the aspect ratio of this?
Slightly different than a normal movie,
that's what
I think.
Thought, yeah. Let me check.
You know, this is that moment when you get in the cinema and like the ads finish and then you just see the curtains change slightly in the.
And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, but it's slightly different. I don't know if it's like a historically important.
Because The Lighthouse is
aspect ratio. Yeah, that
whatever.
Was 4:3 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this movie has like beautiful textures, like not only like all the little outfits everybody wears.
Yeah.
Eggers apparently is a theatre kid, which is why there's so much
that makes
like
sense.
A production and costume and stuff like that. But like just in terms of the world that they live in, it's just like beautiful shots of this. I'm like, man, I want to go to Iceland now.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to jump into a volcano.
What do you want to do in there? Go for a swim in a volcano.
Yeah, go to swim in a volcano. Yeah. But just like, you know, there'll be a scene set in a village or a forest where it's been snowing and there's the snow in the air and snow on the ground. But then like there'll just be a second where it cuts through to like the beautiful blue sky behind the clouds, and I'm like, "Wow, this is a good looking,
yeah,
this is a good looking movie."
And there is like a few oners in this. No, not to like a crazy extent, but
when you say a one, like a
it's like one single take or whatever,
or made to look like one single take.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, but it's like there's so I mean, and generally when someone does a one, they know what they're doing. But it is like every kind of movement and everything you see within that is just
like the Viking
so incredibly.
Raids
it's amazing. It says they apparently IMDb says it's 2.35 aspect ratio, but other people are saying no, they think it's 1.85 because there's no like black bars. It's like slightly taller than you would think. I mean, it's no Zack Snyder's Justice League, which is the tallest movie in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Very spoiling tall. This now.
Who else? Is that everyone?
Yeah, everyone's in this. And some kids and stuff. Some
well, what I think is interesting about this movie is...
It's Alexander Skarsgård's hair. It changes. Like, at the start, he's got a bowl cut when he's a kid, and then he comes back and he's got long hair, and then he cuts it slightly shorter, but then he goes... No, he's short. Then he goes on a boat trip, and then the time he gets there, it's long
again.
And then he cuts it back to his little bob. His little bowl cut.
It's a real circle of life.
It's not like a hero's haircut, really, is it?
Very
it's just like,
yeah.
It's out of my face.
Well, we'll talk about that in spoilers, I think. I think that's important for that. But parents were like, is this movie violent? They'd seen it. They're like, is it, you know, it's a Viking movie. Is it violent? And I'm like,
yes,
but not really.
Not
like it's
crazy.
But it's interesting because there's like beheadings.
Yeah.
And there's
a bit of guts.
There's guts coming out. There's like body parts being turned into a horse, for example.
Oh, that's fun.
But it's not, I wasn't like, I would say it's less violent than like a Braveheart.
Definitely.
And it's like, and a lot of the, I would say a lot of like, the violence associated with Vikings, it's more implied than it is.
What about the dude with the and the?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's probably the most violent.
Yeah,
bit.
Okay.
I did a couple of actions then, which I'll.
There's more. Yeah, I guess there's more violence. There's a sort of like some fits of violence at the start, which make it kind of maybe that sets the tone. But
we're desensitized.
I also had that thought. I'm like maybe they
don't. I feel like a lot of the violence doesn't linger. You know what I mean? When somebody, except for that one thing I was talking about,
I think the movie is set up to be like, it's not intended to be brutally or like viscerally violent for the most part.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just like when it hits, we want it to hit hard.
And boy,
but again, maybe we are desensitized.
You caught that spear though, and that's violent.
That is very violent.
Spoilers?
Let me think. Have we missed anything?
Probably
tons of stuff. Oh, it is a sort of a magical world. That's the only thing that I was going to mention.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think it's just also people who are just blind with rage and just and very mentally unwell and they have weird dreams and they're probably malnourished.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they've got the religion where they believe the gods are doing stuff for them. Anyway, I'm going to say best movie ever. I think people should check it out. I think if you're – I think it's a movie that I've thought about after watching it. A rare breed these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We had the choice of a few options this week because there's so much out. There's The Lost City and Ambulance and other stuff. A couple of
Bad
other,
Guys.
Yeah, The Bad Guys. Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent is also out this week. We'll get to one of those next week. But I think people should definitely check this out. I think if you do like your Marvel movies and you're like, I want something with a bit more meat to it, I reckon check it out.
Absolutely.
And also... You know, it is based on a myth.
Yep.
But it is an original. It's not a. It's not a.
No.
It's,
you,
not, it's based on a public domain story.
Yeah.
It's
you're not like.
It's original in a manner of.
You're
speaking.
Not like I've seen this origin story before.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Spoilers.
Yeah. Best movie ever.
I agree. So yeah, like knowing that it's Robert Eggers and like going into this.
Eggsy. What do you think his nickname would be in Australia?
Egg.
You think Egg?
Big Egg.
I reckon it'd be Yoko Ono. Because you'd go Eggers. Because if his name was
what about
like,
Yoko Robbo?
That's not bad. Because I think if his name was like Eggsburg, they'd call him Eggs. They'd call him Eggers.
Okay,
but if he's already Eggers, we'd go Eggs.
Yep.
Then we'd go Yoke. Then we'd go Yoko Ono.
Get longer and weirder.
That's what happens.
That's the evolution.
And the more you object to it, the more people are going to
pile
it on you. Yeah.
So yeah, but I just think. The
like hollandaise sauce on an Eggs Benedict.
Beautiful. I love the idea in this that. All he wants is revenge.
Yeah.
And there's a moment where he's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I could take Anya Taylor-Joy and I can leave. And I'm going to start a new family lineage, which is the point of all of this. I'm going to do that. But he can't get out of his own way, you know?
He can't get out of that headspace, you know?
So he's happy to go and fight at a big volcano and die doing that.
Yeah.
And I guess he's going to have children. Or he's not because he made it up in his brain that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean we don't see We don't see Anya Taylor-Joy's character again after he leaves, except in that sort of hallucination he has, where he has two beautiful children. And he's like, "Well, I've done the right thing here." You haven't, though, have you? Like, he was doomed from the start. I think that, like, that's interesting. I think that's a really interesting character arc, because in a lot of movies like this, we would have seen a happy ending, or at the very least, we would have
cut to her and she's holding the babies.
Holding the babies, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's gonna have a fucking hell of a time.
Yeah.
Because she was a slave, and being a woman at this time, in this place, is not good.
Yeah.
And giving birth to twins, you could very easily die doing that.
Yeah.
And then you got to keep them alive. You know what I mean?
Trip.
You could trip.
Right.
You drop one down a well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I also thought that mirrored, like, Nicole Kidman's character, because what he's doing the whole time, what he's thought since a kid was, I'm going to
rescue my mother. Yeah.
And when he goes to rescue her, she's like, I don't even like you.
Yeah.
And I organized your father being killed. And it's revealed that she was also a slave.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the story is that she's from Britain or whatever, isn't that?
Yeah.
But she's from some far exotic land, but that was all kind of made up.
Some horrible little plague island.
Because she was a slave that Ethan Hawke captured and had a child with.
Made her his wife, yeah.
And Ethan Hawke's brother was slightly nicer to her, so she went, I'll get that guy to kill Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
And so she's only trying to survive, you know what I mean? Like he is. She's just like, I'm gonna do what I can to not die.
But I thought that was a really interesting twist on this idea.
Yeah, totally.
He built this mantra into his brain. I'm gonna rescue your mother. I'm gonna avenge your father. I'm gonna kill my uncle. Whatever. And then that's been in his head for literally years, a decade maybe or more.
Where'd he get that sword? I mean, I know he got it from the ghost.
Yeah,
the Dark Souls fight that he has.
He got it from the Dark Souls fight. Yeah.
But how did he find it? I guess it is magic.
Well, I mean, maybe, but he was told about it.
Yeah, by
the witch.
By the witch.
Yes.
Who wasn't real, maybe.
Mm.
But where did he go to get it?
Oh.
Like, he just kind of drops into a hole.
He does, that's true.
And then he's there.
I don't know. I think the
it's not important, really, is it? This isn't one of those movies where you're like, well, that doesn't, where did he even, what does that make to
yes,
sense?
Yes.
I'm just more of curious.
Well, I guess it was a previous generation's warrior king who, like, all this stuff was somebody just shivved him or whatever and then just was papered over, you know, and he got that beautiful sword.
You know what this is a bit like? Less fantastical, the Green Knight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's you think it's like a hero's journey. Just a terrible person.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a terrible person.
Again, I love the idea, and I think that it played really well, like you said, when he begins life as like this mop-headed little boy, and then he becomes this Viking warrior, and by the end he's just the mop-headed little boy, and he's like, he's got his sad eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just this, you know, he like you said, his brain has been so consumed by this revenge that when he and his beautiful lady get on the boat to go to her land, and they've got on the, like, I guess they've got on the colors of that country. Like, there's the new,
they're feeling good.
That sweet new look. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I like it every time Iron Man gets a new suit. You will love it when he puts on the beautiful slate blue of wherever Anya Taylor-Joy's character's from. and then he's just like, oh, if I don't kill them, they'll find us.
Yeah.
Will
they? They probably won't.
I don't think they will.
They won't even know where you're gone, really.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that, God, just to throw everything away. You know what I mean?
Mm.
God damn. But I just thought that was really interesting as well, to be like, when Nicole Kidman's character, because the way that he sees when, you know, when he escapes and after his father is murdered as a child,
she's been carried away, scared away,
and screaming. But she's like, I was laughing. Like, I was like, you did it. Well done. I've been rescued from this guy. Now I'm with this guy or whatever, because you were nice to me or whatever, and this is my idea. And I even wonder, like, is that even true that she was laughing?
Yeah,
or
right.
Or is that his perspective of what was
or
happening?
Or maybe she was screaming and she's
this is the story she now tells herself.
She tells herself to get through this horrible situation she's in. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Because there is a moment in this where she's like, oh, you could be my king.
Yeah.
And was there a second where she's like, and this could get me out of this situation?
Yeah, that's right.
But he wasn't buying it, so I'm going to kill him, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
God.
God.
What a movie. What
a horrible, horrible universe to live in.
Get a phone already.
Get a phone.
Get a landline.
God.
Call your mum. Be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And she could be like, I don't care. I'm with your uncle now. He's cool, actually.
And even him was like, I felt like his uncle wasn't worse than his dad. Probably better.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. Not worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. The only one who, does anybody get out of this unscathed?
Maybe Anya Taylor-Joy, because we don't see what happens to her.
We don't see what happens to her. And but also we don't know what kind
of the slaves, maybe.
We don't know what kind of person she was before this. But she does know how to make poison.
That's
so probably
true.
Not that great of a person.
Well,
honestly.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is like, yeah, she's probably not good either, you know? Because she's just kind of like, this is a big guy.
Mm.
Hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
I'll help this guy do this thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll get
out
of
this Jack Reacher guy. He'll beat up everybody I need to get beaten up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out.
Yeah.
If you could. If you want to.
Mm.
But a little bit more money in this than a lot of A24 stuff.
Ah.
Which that's not an insult to the other stuff.
No.
But yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Interesting model that they have, which is just like, you got a weird thing? You got a weird thing to show us? All right, we'll do it. We'll do a weird thing.
Mm.
Good on them. All right, Mason. Unless you've got other things to say or do, let's move on to the next segment of the show.
I've got some things to do.
What do you got to do?
I've got to pick up my dry cleaning.
Oh, my God. Can you pick up my dry cleaning?
Yes.
It's actually at a different dry cleaner, so you're going to have to go out of your way.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I can write it off on tax.
Oh, yeah, you are paying for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for what are we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. Westworld?
Whoa.
Oh, Mason, I know you come in here every week and you've got something you've been Westworlding.
Oh.
And what have you been reading this week or doing?
Well, I don't think I have been Westworlding anything this week, but I am going to get to Russian Doll because we know it's out now. And
you want to see this before they cancel it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And delete it all. But, man, I love Natasha Lyonne in this. A lot of people have said she should be the new Columbo. I would love that.
I like that, yeah. That's good. Or just give her her own show.
Lady Columbo?
Yeah.
We could reboot Mrs. Columbo.
Mrs. Columbo. No, yeah. I just mean like, you know, because...
Because give her a better show.
Yeah, give her a better show. I don't have to hear about how they're ruining Columbo.
But also, who would do that?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a great point.
Mm, you can't do it. If it's not an existing IP, it ain't happening.
It ain't happening, baby.
Baby.
It's interesting that, like, she was in the American Pie movies and she's never, like, gone away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then she's had this resurgence with this, like, completely bizarre off-the-wall show.
Yeah, right.
Do you even know what the second season is about?
Time travel.
What?
Yeah, it's time travel this time.
Cool.
Right?
All right, I'm going to check it out.
Because for people who don't remember, in the previous season...
It was Groundhog
Day. She played a woman who was at a party. She's in the bathroom at a party. She emerges, and she keeps getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps Groundhog Day-ing back.
Yep.
And the question is, how'd she get trapped in this time loop?
I can't even remember how.
I can't remember either.
But she did it.
There'll be a recap at the start of the first episode of this, I would guess.
Or it's not relevant.
Maybe it's not relevant. That's true.
Well, I actually talked about what I'm going to talk about, Mason, this week on Suggestible.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk about it here again because I want to give it a bit of an amplified situation. This is Gustav and Henry, Volume 1.
Oh, that's Andy Matthews' book.
That's right. Andy Matthews, who people might know from the Two in the Think Tank podcast. He's been on this podcast, of course, before with Alistair Tremblay-Birchall.
That's right.
Shows of the Comedy Show, et cetera, and so forth. Right for Sean McAuliffe's show on the ABC.
Very right.
Funny comedian and man and sketch writer.
So this is a hard-hitting political comedy book
that's
for children.
Right. No, it's not that at all. So basically, it's if your kid's like Captain Underpants or Dogman or something in that vein. Do you know what I mean? This is what they've basically done here. It's a book that he's written and
Peter Thomas.
Is the
illustrator.
Illustrator, that's exactly right. So the first volume has three adventures that they go on, so it's broken into three parts. There's one when they go to the moon to retrieve a shuttlecock from a crab.
Oh yeah.
there's a time travel story.
All right, like Russian Doll season.
That's right. And there's a detective mystery, right?
Ooh.
And it's just really funny and really great. He sent me a copy and I read it with my son and we broke it up over the week so he didn't like read it all in
he sent
one.
Sent me a copy. I read it alone.
And what'd you think?
Great, loved it. No, I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it was so fun. And my son like absolutely genuinely loved it. And like it's got I've spoken about before about how it's got like jokes for kids and adults and that is true. But there's a lot of stuff which
like
is
early Simpsons.
That's right. But there's a lot of stuff that's like just funny, like regardless.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So look, if you're looking for something like different that's not like, you know, like our, I don't know, whatever they sell in kids' stores. You know what I mean? I feel like also, and at the end, I mentioned
Nerf
this
guns.
On, yeah, on
if you're looking something for something a little different from Nerf guns.
But you know, like celebrities do kids' books and they're whatever.
Yeah.
You know, or they clearly have had it ghostwritten or whatever.
Yeah.
This is like not that. There's so much love and attention and care and like the amount of jokes in it. And it's just, it works really well. And there's like an internal logic to the universe and... You know, it's just,
now it's a graphic novel. As
it's a mix
comic book.
Of kind of like a bunch of stuff. Like there's recipes in it and word finds and just like stuff in between. But yeah, it's mostly that part of it.
Well, I'm excited to read it and see if they've snuck in any, if Andy's snuck in any Two in the Think Tank sketches.
They probably, they've done so many that probably,
I wouldn't surprise me. Well, I was going to say, that's why I haven't done anything this week, because I mostly saw Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows.
Yeah. Why don't you recommend some of the shows you saw? You can't. It's over.
It's over. Well, here's the thing. First of all, I did go on Do Go On's
live
podcast, so people could listen to that.
Wow.
That's out right now.
Wow.
But I did see a bunch of shows. I did see a friend of the show, Ben Russell, from Gammy Gammy Game Show.
Oh, yeah.
And Maggie Luke had a show called Ultimate Hollywood Tours.
Yeah.
Which was a very silly but very well-produced kind of like... it was like a it was like a walking tour that walks back and forth between like two alleyways, and it's Ben doing a bunch of characters, and there's like you put on like headphones, and he would and there was lots of like audio cues and like kind of like a fun soundscape of like and we were all the people on the Hollywood tour, and we met various colorful characters and what have you. But anyway, at the end of the show, I said that was really great, good work.
That's fun.
And Maggie said, can you tell people about it? And I said, isn't it sold out? And she said, yeah, but can you tell people anyway? So I'm telling people. It was a really good show. If they do it again, if they do it again in your town, you should
What's
you should
it called?
It. It's called Ultimate Hollywood Tours.
Perfect.
And I saw a bunch of other bloody comedy festival shows. I saw quite a few, and it was a good time.
Absolutely good time and good fun.
But you, like you said, it's too late. Yep. They're all gone.
But they're moving on to different
things. They are. If you're up in Sydney, the Sydney Comedy Festival is starting very soon, and there's a lot of great shows as well. Adelaide's already happened. Perth, internationally.
International.
New York Comedy Festival, probably.
Wow.
Right?
Also, Gustav and Henry, I'll link it below, but also Collings will link it below, but you can get it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's online. It's in stores.
Vending machines.
Yeah, if you're not in Australia, I don't know specifically, but get it online. Get it.
Yeah.
Support small publishers and business.
Okay, I will.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not that it's small publishing. It's got like a wide release, you know what I mean?
Some stores
and stuff, but still, yeah. That's not HarperCollins.
Isn't it?
No. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a subsidiary of, I don't know. Hardy Grant.
Okay, I think that's a subsidiary of HarperCollins.
You're a subsidiary of my balls, Mason.
That's not true. If anything, you're a subsidiary of my balls.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
I hate that. It was fun when I said it. All right.
If anything, you're probably a bloody sole trader, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
It's the next segment of the show.
Oh, letters.
It's letters.
Yeah. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. We're going to hear right now, we're going to do letters.
Mason, we come to this show and we bring our own letters. I might get a letter from email. I'm sorry. You might get a letter from email, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. I might get a letter from hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter.
That is correct.
But each of us bring the exact same amount of letters. Let's say at the same time how many we brought. One, two, three. 150.
Oh, no. You give me 2 minutes?
No.
I was good. Okay, all right.
Anyway,
yeah, great.
What's your letter this week?
I've got so many letters, James.
What do you got?
This one's from George.
Hello, George.
From George in Scotland, no less.
Wow.
Hi, guys. Big fan of the show. Love your takes on things I also enjoy or despise. I recently started a new job working from home, and it's all messaging customers via WhatsApp, so I've got my ears free for listening to podcasts all day while getting paid. Result.
Nice.
Can you recommend me your top three pods other than yours and Suggestible to get in my ears and distract me so I catastrophically bungle my job? Thanks.
God, I haven't...
Also, can I be the official permanent PJ Scotsman? All the best, George.
I haven't really been doing podcasts lately, to be honest.
Just crack open your bloody... I'm going to crack open me not Spotify.
Yeah, like I go in here and I'm like, I look at all these and I'm like, I don't even listen to any of these anymore.
How about Confessions of the Idiots?
I mean, it's a great show.
It's a great show.
I've been on it. You've been on it.
I've been on it. That's our friend Sammy P, who brings in a couple of guests every week. He reads weird confessions from the internet and we make fun of them.
That's right.
That's really good. That's a great show.
My wife has a podcast called Tonts where she talks to interesting people about interesting stuff.
Oh, why hasn't she had me on?
Nah, because you had nothing to say. I think she asked you.
No, she did. Yeah. Yeah.
And you said no.
That's true.
You said no, Claire.
Claire.
I don't get paid for that, so
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I very much enjoy Two in the Think Tank.
Oh, yeah.
These are ones I've been enjoying recently. Our friends Al and Andy come up with five sketch ideas every week.
I did see the Do Go On Quiz comedy live show with two award-winning guest stars at the comedy festival.
Very nice.
That's right. It was Will Anderson. And who won the best thing? The best thing you've done?
Danielle Walker.
Yes.
She won the Jump Into Prize.
She won the best thing.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Man, I wish I could win the best thing.
You could do it. I believe in you.
All right, I will.
And what's a third one? There's so many. That's the problem. I love podcasts.
I mostly just listen to YouTube. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm listening to YouTube and I'm not watching this video, but I'm listening to it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I have no more suggestions.
Wow.
But there's all the suggestions you're going to get out of me.
That's right.
From Daniel the Temp. He says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hope you boys get a chance to talk about ambulance on the pod. I thought it was ridiculously tense and Gyllenhaal's performance was kind of hilarious. Also, the action and drone shots had my jaw on the floor. One of Bay's best?
Interesting.
I do want to see that. I'm going to see that this week. Mm. Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Oh, Total Reboot, which we've both been
on. Oh, yeah, we've both
been on. That's a great show. Well. Alexi and Cam just talking bloody movies, having a great time.
I agree. Have you seen Ambulance yet? Because we talked about like...
No, I haven't. No. I had to make a choice this week and it was the
North. You think you made right the choice?
I think I did.
You made the right choice?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have another letter, Mason?
I do.
I'm going to do
another podcast.
Oh my God, Mason, get over your podcast.
No, I love
that. That was two letters ago.
Okay. You should also listen to Big Natural Talents, which is a podcast by Lauren Bonner, who, you know, and Conchita Caristo, and it's a podcast all about gossip.
Oh, love gossip.
They bring gossip to the table. They bring in guests.
What's the gossip about? Is it people in their lives? No, just big time gossip?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's big time gossip, but like what's interesting about this podcast is just anybody's gossip is incredible. You know what I mean? When you really break it down, like if you're at a cafe or something and Claire's like, okay, see that waiter?
Yeah.
He's married and he's sleeping with a boss and she's also married. You'd be like, oh, my God. Even if you don't know him and you'll never see him again.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my
That's
God.
That's really interesting. Anyway, no, absolutely right.
So they bring the goss and they have listeners who bring in the goss. It's a good fun time if you love goss.
All right,
and who doesn't? I reckon check it out. There is actually an episode with Alexi and Cam.
It
is goss but also ghost stories.
Wow.
That's a recent episode, so people should check that out.
A combination.
Yeah.
Gossip girl. There's something in there, isn't it?
Yeah. Gossip murdered person.
Very good.
Okay. Here's a bloody email for you. Here's a bloody email.
I'm waiting, Mason.
There you are. This is from Jack. It says, no funny anecdotes, just a big fat thank you.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys, just wanted to send my regards all the way from sunny old Yorkshire in
England. Hello. I'm from Yorkshire
is where you're from.
That's what I said. Wow. That's how they say it.
Yeah, that's true. Been listening for as long as I can remember now, so I thought at least owed you some thanks.
Wow.
I enjoyed all the top-notch content throughout Monthbius and now very much looking forward to what's in store for Dr. Month and the Monthiverse of Monthness.
Oh, there's going to be so much stuff going on with Dr. Month, isn't there? That's 2 weeks away.
My girlfriend is also very happy with the Twilight content. However, I've now developed trust issues.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks to us.
Yeah, well, you know, happy to help.
Finally, we'd love to see you cover the Edgar Wright Cornetto trilogy or perhaps some OG Doctor Who episodes.
Did we do that?
I don't think we did,
On the podcast we did, I'm pretty sure
we did. There is an episode on it, yeah.
Like years ago.
Yeah. Our next Edgar Wright thing that comes out.
We'll do it. Do something.
If it's a big fun silly time.
Absolutely. What is the next thing he's working on? I've got no idea. Don't know. We met him that time.
We did meet
so
him
So he'll remember.
Time.
I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Mason.
Go on.
Got one here from Stephen who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, as a Tourette is associated with the rebirth of the dead. This is, by the way, in relation to Moon Knight.
Okay.
We do a Moon Knight recaps.
That's true, we do.
Collings edits them every week. Do you reckon somehow that Mark and Stephen will be resurrected but in separate bodies? This is spoilers. Like in the asylum, with Mark remaining as Moon Knight and Stephen leaving with Layla. Is it that kind of world? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
Because I think the further you push into, like, this isn't mental health.
Yeah,
he's
right,
not
right.
Having a big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if the resolution might be that they will still exist in the one body, but they will have, like, maybe they'll have a sort of simpatico relationship, or maybe, like, because it seems like whoever is stuck, like, not in control of the body is essentially in some sort of hell.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they'll be, like, in like, we'll see at the end, maybe that the personalities that aren't operating the body are in like a nicer place.
Yeah.
Like they're in a sort of in a nice environment, like maybe
like a genie's lamp.
Yeah, yeah. Like Stephen Grant is in a nice little museum or something, or a nice little apartment or something like that.
Terrific.
But or they could end real mean and negative, and it'll be
that's just fun too.
Just all the characters are in hell.
I guess it depends if this really is a limited series or not, and how they want to wrap it up.
Yeah.
What else, Mason?
Here's one more email. This is from Kenny.
Kenny.
Subject line: That Trash Podcast. Hey guys, I've recently listened to your Twilight series Caravan of Garbage episodes. Was telling my wife, who doesn't listen to the podcast, about some of the funny things you had said. We say a lot of funny things,
James. Yeah.
She must have only been half listening because a few minutes later, she tried to ask me a question and she prefaced it with, in the Train of Trash episode. The Trash Podcast. So my wife has now renamed your Caravan of Garbage to Train of Trash, or That Trash Podcast. I do have one question. Have you ever seen a movie so bad that you had to have someone else suffer through it just so they could understand it?
Yeah, there was something that I watched.
I think we've done it on this podcast, definitely.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff where one of us has seen the movie first and we've been like, you gotta
see this.
We can't not talk about this on the podcast.
I made somebody watch something because I didn't like it. I was like, you should watch this thing. And they watched it. And they're like, that was terrible. And I'm like, I know.
Gotcha.
I gotcha,
idiot.
I can't remember what it was.
But it's definitely happened, right?
Yeah, it's definitely happened.
Yeah, you gotta.
I mean, we watch a lot of. I mean, we've talked about this before, but bad is good to talk
sometimes,
about
yeah.
or interesting.
Yes.
Average is boring.
That is true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's got to have certain elements to it where, like, a lot of the time you watch a bad movie and you're just like, that was bad and boring. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, it needs to be.
Like, Morbius isn't fun to talk about. Like, everything around it is kind of fun, but the movie itself, it's like, I don't know, he gets powers and then whatever.
Yeah,
like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. The only fun thing about that movie was the post-credits. So.
Exactly.
Mm.
And it's well worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mason,
go on.
Bringing up my last one here.
Oh yeah,
and it is from Daniel the Temp, who says we've written it before. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hope you boys get a chance to talk about. No, I already did Daniel the Temp. Sorry, this is from Self Aware. Back to when I said he wrote him before, I mean just the before when I read
moments
it out, but
before,
also
yeah,
before
yeah.
that as well. Self Aware Bacterium says, thoughts on the Halo series so far? I wasn't happy Master Chef removed his helmet, but I was willing
James.
To see the different kind of
James,
story.
James, have you done that on purpose?
No, yeah, no. They wanted to tell. The problem with Master Chef is the least interesting character in the series. Who is Master Chef in the series? Who becomes the Master Chef?
James, why have you done this?
What have I done?
I don't like this.
Hashtag Week of Manapod.
I haven't watched Halo.
I haven't watched it. I've heard, I know people who like the games, do not like the show.
Well, there's a
generally.
Yeah, one of the admins on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group, Fidel,
yeah.
every week starts up a Halo episode thread. And I think in a most recent one, he was like, anybody still watching this? Anybody liking this? Anybody?
What am I doing?
I think
here?
A lot of people were like, I started this because I was excited for Halo.
Halo,
and
yeah.
And maybe I'm, and they're just sort of watching it out of an obligation now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It
yeah.
seems to be very light on action. Master Chef takes his helmet off.
Mason, you've said it wrong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would never do that.
It's Mr. Chef.
It's Mr. Chef.
He's French.
Yeah.
He
takes it off immediately. And I've seen people been like, you got to kind of earn that.
Yeah, right,
and I
right.
think he does it like first episode or second episode, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a Halo guy, so no. like I don't care enough to watch it.
Exactly.
Or be
yeah.
mad about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it were mind-bogglingly good, we would know about it and we would have watched it, I think.
Yes.
So it's only four huge fans of the games who aren't liking it, apparently. So that's good work. Good work, Paramount+.
Oh, my God, incredible stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, that's the other thing. And that's the other reason I haven't watched it is because it's on a streaming service I don't currently have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what am I going to do? Get another streaming service?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will eventually.
So they get you. Halo. True.
Halo.
I don't even, like, The shots I've seen of the Halo series also just look like they're taking place in a car park, just in like a 21st century
it,
car park.
It should
park.
Be super expensive,
right?
Why isn't it super
I'm not
expensive?
See, and it's wild also. Like, I don't know if Paramount Plus do the same thing that Netflix do, which is you can't screenshot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I haven't like the whole point of Halo is like yes, the Halo,
and that,
like,
exactly.
I've not seen a like a shot
and the flood come through, and
right?
everyone goes, "Wow!"
I've not seen a shot of like Master Chef, and he's there,
yeah.
And the Halo, and he's like, "I'm shooting at the Halo," you
this
know.
Brisket's ready, and
right?
I'm shooting at this Halo.
Right?
Yeah.
I've deconstructed this cream caramel and people are like, oh, come on, man.
Just make it normal.
Just make the regular normal one. God damn it, Master Chef.
I won't watch it. I just don't
think... You won't. You refuse.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I would get into it if people were like, oh, my God, episode 5 is where it really kicks off. And that's the one, and it's got the good action, and he's driving the Warthog.
Yeah.
And it's on the Halo, and this is what it's all about. But from what I can tell, it looks like just...
It's
just
fine. I mean, it's good that they made the Warthog.
Okay.
I'm trying to bring this other thing up I have. I can't find it. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to watch it?
No.
You should watch it, though. We'll watch it together.
Okay, let's...
We'll watch it together.
I don't want to, though.
You'll have to get the Paramount Plus, though, and then give me the password.
Okay, great.
And tell me what it is. Yeah. Okay, so I do got one more here. This is just like a list of things that I haven't seen. This one's from Scott Wilkinson, who says, okay. I know it's hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I know it's a traditional comic book movie show. And also it involves gross romance. But have you guys ever checked out Outlander?
We talked about it earlier.
There's a rich book history and the show is terrific. A time travel story that makes the 1940s future worth a look. No. I've seen like half of the first episode, but people love that show.
Yeah.
Should I watch it, Mason? Do they go to visit a Viking?
It's essentially the same plot as Goodnight, Sweetheart.
I love the show Goodnight, Sweetheart, and I've been looking for a spiritual successor.
I've not seen Outlander. I'm just vaguely aware of it, so I can say. I'm watching Halo right now, James. What do you think about that?
What are you watching that on?
Paramount Plus.
You have Paramount Plus?
If you have Amazon, you can add channels to Amazon.
I thought that cost extra money when you
do that.
It does.
It's not free.
So you just bought that then for money?
No, I already had it.
Oh.
I already had it to watch.
Dexter?
Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Dexter?
Yes.
Dexter Jacket?
Yes. Anyway, it's looking great. Look at this.
Wow, it looks real.
Looks real, man. Oh, that's pretty big. That's a big structure.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, can you send me
that? There's a guy.
Can you screenshot that and send me the show?
The entire episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
screen record it for me.
I mean, look, they're wearing future clothes, aren't they? That's pretty something.
Oh, that's kind of rad.
Are they playing some sort of future card game?
Wow, what's the game?
Great.
You reckon it's an in-game card game, you see, and you're like, how many squares you got? Oh, I've got enough squares for this round.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't have enough squares.
I love a future weird game.
But I can get more squares if I pay real money to get more squares.
Buddy, quit
on Xbox Marketplace.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to scroll forward.
Yep.
And I'm going to see if I can see MasterChef.
Oh, there he is.
That's MasterChef, I think.
That's one of them. MasterChef. It's a great costume.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What don't you like about it?
No, I like it.
Yeah.
he's just looking side to side.
Isn't he Liev Schreiber's brother who plays MasterChef?
Huh.
Isn't that right?
Don't know.
Okay. Great. All right. Looks great to me,
Halo fans. I don't know what you're complaining
about. I got to say that yellow sheen on his visor is looking real good.
Yeah, look not bad.
Why isn't he wearing his chef's hat, though?
Great point.
Thanks. Mason.
He's wearing it under the helmet. He crushes it down. You don't know anything about
Halo.
So
when he takes off his helmet, it's...
He has to blow into it to pop it back open again.
That's not fun. It's the future. It should pop up.
Well,
it should have a big future spring in it.
But that's why the wars keep happening, because they put AI into the chef's hats and made them pop up again. And then they went AI mad or whatever.
I hate that.
So now they just have to have manual hats.
Manual hats.
Right?
In the future.
Yeah.
Why even do anything?
Yeah.
What are we working towards?
Yeah.
Driverless cars.
Don't you remember Halo manual hats?
We're not getting driverless cars, are we?
Me and you, personally. I don't think so, no.
But just in general.
They wouldn't allow us.
I think we're way further than that than people think we are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's just not going well, is it?
Not at all, no.
All right. Mason.
Yes.
While I check if there's more news.
Please.
You can check if there's less news.
Well, as far as I know, there's less news. We're going to take away one piece of news from this episode. But, folks, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for telling your friends about it. Thank you for subscribing and doing all that stuff. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review. Because if you leave a 5-star review and you subscribe, then what happens is people open their podcast apps and it's like, hey, you want to check out the Weekly Planet?
Yep,
and they're
yep,
like,
yep.
No, thank you. But then it happens like 20, 30 more times and they're like, for God's sakes, I guess I will.
Yeah, I guess you will.
You know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Thank you to people for that. James, you got any reviews there?
Got a couple of this from Glam Rock Shake, who says, not the Weekly Planet. Still great. When I first downloaded this pod, I thought, 5 stars, by the way, so kind, thank you. I thought it was a podcast about weak men named Lee. Like my stepdad, I was seeking solidarity and assurance that I was not alone in hating him. Although this podcast didn't scratch that particular itch, it did open my eyes and mind to a world of nerdy news delivered by two funny Australians. Although my heart remains remains as resolute in wishing Lee Malice as ever before. I can least use my many time out hours to learn about great movies, comics, TV shows, etc.
That's beautiful.
And a bit of laughs while doing so. I'm glad that you had your stepdad and that's brought you to us. So that's really good. This is from Colab42. It says, just awesome. I look forward to the show every week. I've been listening for a couple of years now and every Sunday I find myself chomping at the bit for the next episode. Thanks so much. Keep up the exceptional work. So if you want to say something kind or just like absolutely rinse your stepdad.
That's right.
Leave a review. That'd be terrific.
That's right.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet.
You can go ring, ring, hello, who's there?
What number are you calling there?
Us.
Nice. It's pretty good.
Yep.
1-900, a couple of sick dudes.
You were going to say something else then, right?
No.
That was what you were going to say?
No. Cool. Folks, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to the Weekly Planet Pod, Reddit, and Discord. You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can have all sorts of fun chats about podcasts and pop culture.
Wow.
Tremendous. Helping us out over at all those places, at all the admins.
It's so wonderful.
All those admins, like Don Draper.
That's right. Don Draper's in there all the time.
But all the admins, Fidel and Maisie and
you absolute scumbag, Maisie.
No. No, James.
Sarabi.
We're going to fix it. Yes, Sarabi. That's right. And Sarabi. And, of course, Rob Collings.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Who you can find at Raw Collings on Twitter. You can find at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Wikipedia Brown and on Instagram, Nick Maso. James is a Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. If you want to support the show.
I certainly don't mind telling you that. Yeah.
That's right. You can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. Chuck in a buck or any amount you wouldn't miss if it fell out of your pocket and bloody rolled under the couch.
Caravan of Garbage continues this week. We'll also be talking about Clone Wars, but we're doing video games.
That's right.
We found something pretty strange.
And bad
to talk about. We do a Lego game,
yeah.
But then, wow, something quite weird.
Something quite different.
Yeah.
But if you're one of the big dogs with the big bucks, you can go to bigsandwich.co. That's right. That's our catchphrase over there, woof. Yeah. Welcome to the big dogs with the big bucks.
Yeah.
For $9 per month, US, that is, bonus podcasts, early videos, movie commentaries, all kinds of stuff.
That's absolutely right, Mason.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so this week again, Doctor Strange, we're going to be the oaf.
Yes.
And then other things and whatever's. There's so much stuff up there.
You better believe it. Folks, you can also thank, if you will, The Brute and the Basilisk and Rack and Prill, our musical themes. If you want some T-shirts, go to TeePublic, search for The Weekly Planet. Some are official, some are not official. Also go to Redbubble if you want, just to search for bloody Robat Bat and Bat. It's a little bonus one.
Get one.
I think.
Yeah, it's never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next week, ambulance, maybe, maybe unbearable, Nicolas Cage, etc.
What do you think as a movie going experience? Like I said this last week, I'm excited to watch a Michael Bay movie that is not Transformers related and see if it causes me pain.
Oh, really? Because you watched that last one, you loved it. That
Which
Netflix
one?
One.
Which one?
The Heist Franco Man.
What? Six Underground?
Dead Men.
Oh, Army of the Dead. No, that was bad.
No, that wasn't it. No, the Six Underground, that's the one, right?
Yeah, that's bad also.
That. Yeah, as I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're excited to watch a movie that's not Transformers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm.
Great
I
stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out and we'll get back to everybody and we'll let you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
And goodbye. And goodbye.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.